Now, President Obama spent the final day of the year dealing with security matters in Afghanistan and elsewhere. The president's staff released a letter sent to Central Intelligence Agency employees expressing condolences for those CIA employees killed in Afghanistan. The president described those who died as brave Americans. Mr. Obama also started getting feedback from the security review that he ordered after the attempt to blow up an airplane that was headed to Detroit on Christmas Day. NPR's Don Gagne has details.
The president remains in Hawaii, where he is spending the holiday week with his family. Throughout the day and into the night on New Year's Eve, he held a series of phone conversations with top-ranking administration officials, looking into how someone with explosives got aboard that plane bound for Detroit 1 week ago, and what gaps in the security system need to be addressed around the world. The president has spoken of the urgency of fixing whatever's broken and keeping air passengers safe from such attacks. The incident on that Amsterdam to Detroit flight was both a disaster averted and a reminder that lapses still happen, despite all the steps taken and money spent to improve airport security since September 11, 2001. Yesterday, the president held separate phone conversations with White House Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Advisor John Brennan and with Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. They provided preliminary reports on what's been done around the world since the Christmas Day incident. The president made no public comments on what his advisors told him. His written statement says he'll convene a White House meeting on the topic Tuesday with officials from law enforcement and intelligence agencies. Congressional hearings are also expected later this month. White House officials had expected to start this year with an intense focus on the nation's still sluggish economy and weak jobs picture. But the events of recent days, from the thwarted attack on the Northwest flight to the deadly bombings that claimed American lives in Afghanistan, will likely keep the focus as the year gets underway on national security. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.